Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I'm absolutely stoked to be back in the studio, giving you something new again. It's kind of really cool for me when I get the chance to listen to albums, then I get to analyze them, then review them, and give my thoughts and opinions. Today's episode is definitely a special one because it's a country first. And hopefully by the end of, 2020, I would have done an album review for all 54, 55 African countries. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, let's get into this, right? Today, I am reviewing the album Asira Andu Getsoche by Sammy Dan from Ethiopia.
The latest African album review is... Album Review.
First thoughts.
A very quick rundown of the Asira Andu Getsoche album by Sammy Dan. It was released April 25, 2019 under Ross Promotion, 11 tracks with a total runtime of 49 minutes. Not much by way of collabos on here, but anyway, my first taste of Sammy Dan music is on the runaway hit Hayal, which remains one of my favorite tunes from the last couple of years. I played it on the Motomoto podcast, and whenever I want to get into that dancey mood, that tune is the one. Samuel Behanu, otherwise known as Sammy Dan, is a multi-award winning Ethiopian pop and reggae singer-songwriter who's become known for his highly melodious music. He's an engineer by profession, but music is his first love. His first major solo hit was the song Tefa Yemiyelen, which came after the hits Anchiene and Shigitu that he did as part of the Zeud Acoustic Band. One of his notable international contributions is on a remix for the song Colors by Jason Derulo.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The project opens up with Hagerinya, which is a vintage Sammy Dan kind of sound. He also manages to infuse some more, Habesha traditional sounds in there to really connect from a cultural standpoint. Songs like Tefa Maninete is a song that for me is in the same kind of space as Hagerinya. Mid-tempo reggae sound, catchy chorus, head-bopping sound, and gorgeous sonic expression in the backing vocals to elevate Sammy Dan's already good voice. Another favorite of mine is Achinbie, and I could listen to these three songs in sequence and feel like it's one continuous flow. There are other songs on the album that kind of have the same feel, but it really gives you a sense of what kind of sound Sammy Dan is all about. Fantaye provides a very interesting transition to a sound that is a bit more dancehall than reggae. I mean, if you know what I mean. Of all the tracks, it is the most vivid sounding, in my opinion, something I would call a signature in his work. He likes to tell his stories without sacrificing the music, if that makes sense. I can't understand a word that he's saying, but I really, really feel his music. Now imagine if you're someone who actually understands the language and what he's saying, how much of an impact his music has got. That is where art is so beautiful. I think the song Bear in the Gizash also has more of a dancehall inclination, but don't expect any crazy, I guess, energetic patois-laced performance. Sammy Dunn maintains his smooth singing and melodious music, so yeah. He knows how to do it regardless of the genre that he's on.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit RedSAU.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. RedSAU.com.
Moving on to the acoustic beginning on Aine Laino. This is when Sammy Dunn flexed his vocal brilliance. The man can sing, without a doubt. He won't be giving you crazy high notes for the most part, but what he does, he can do very well. That is mastery of the music making process, and he really shows that he's got experience there. It's a beautiful, heartfelt song that just had me rocking from side to side with no worries in my mind. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yes on Nesh for me is far more of an R&B pop track than anything else on the album, with the distinct kicks and claps serenaded by his vocals. So it was kind of interesting just to find that track on there, because it really doesn't sound like anything else on the album.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
From a technical standpoint, what I loved was how the first song really set the pace for this album. Many cuts on this project are mid-tempo, which makes for an album that hardly gives you anything to hang your head about. Many of the instruments had that sort of almost like a live feel somewhat. It's still, I guess, predominantly electronic music, but there's something in there. Something. I don't even know how to describe it, but the backing vocals also throughout the album were absolutely stellar. That to me was a really, really high point, because they just supported Sammy Dunn's voice so well. I'd say this album is safe but not boringly predictable. From my otherwise limited experience with music from Ethiopia, their style of music is very unique compared to what we would call the more generic Afrobeats and Afropop kind of sounds. They're really not in that element. They have a very traditional core and just unique sounding music throughout. So when you listen to music from this part of the world, be prepared to have your expectations challenged. Sammy Dunn is unique because he is predominantly a reggae musician, so it is much easier to listen to his work from an outsider's perspective. What he then does is reel you in with the local language and sprinkles of cultural sounds, which make you wonder what else is there, and all of a sudden you're just deep in Ethiopian music. The mixing and mastering on Asira Andu Getsoche was, I would say, quite good actually. I do believe Sammy Dunn has something else to give on this front, and I hope to see him work with more international, more prominent reggae producers and sound engineering team to see where he can actually take it. From a talent perspective, to me, and how he connects his roots, he has the potential to possibly bag a Grammy one day.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
What Asira Andu Getsoche is as an album is a positive reggae offering that boasts beautiful melodies. If I'd go as far as calling Sammy Dunn Ethiopia's Bob Marley, it wouldn't be far off. He has a way of connecting with the audience. From this album, I'd pick Kezi Alem, Fantai, Achin Bie, Aine Laino, Hagerinya, Tefa Maninete, and yeah, I think that's about it. Those would be my songs of the album. I think I'd say of the 11 tracks, I could comfortably listen to about 8 or 9 of them and feel right at home. Sammy Dunn is a seasoned vet with an exciting future to offer. No wonder why he's already been on the coveted Coke Studio Africa platform representing his country. He's that good. And if you're still wondering if you should check out Asida Andu Getsoshi by Sammy Dunn from Ethiopia, I say, of course, the album is good and it's worth a listen, and it's a very, I guess, soft introduction to Ethiopian music. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast by African Music Industry. Peace. Day and day.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.